The program is Finding God's Grace. This is Tony Agnese. My guests today are Manny and Carrie Santos, and their website is Can We Cana. They deal in pre-Cana ministry. And how did you guys get started? Obviously, from the first part of our show, you guys have a wonderful marriage together. What made you decide to help others to strengthen their marriage commitments?
Well, in the early part of our marriage, we were still living in Manhattan, and at the time, there were so many people there, young Catholic professionals who were completely on fire for their faith. It was part of the JP2 generation. The papacy of John Paul II was in full swing. And we knew so many people who cared so deeply about their faith, and they were completely inspiring. So what happened was that the 25th anniversary of John Paul II's election to the papacy was coming up in 2003, and a friend of ours decided that as a sort of spiritual gift to this amazing man, we would come up with a pre-Cana program, a marriage prep program, that was based on the principles that that he had put forward in his various encyclicals and in his book, Love and Responsibility. And so he looked around the room at all the people in this Catholic group we were in, and he said, "Okay, who wants to write the syllabus? Who wants to put it together?" And I raised my hand because I thought, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I really care about this. This is something deeply meaningful to me. And so I went ahead and did that, and then Manny and I taught many classes there together at the Parish of Our Savior. Father Rutler was the pastor at the time. And we did a few marriage enrichment programs as well. So it was very satisfying.
Mm. Do you find that it also helped you in your own marriage journey by teaching these classes?
I do, because the best way to learn, I think, sometimes is to be a teacher, because you have to dig really deeply into the information that's out there, mm-hmm. into your own experiences and understanding them in order to pass it on to other people. And so particularly as we've been writing this book together, this marriage preparation book together, all of the research that we've discovered has really helped nourish our own faith and our own married life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to add to that, there's a sort of general principle in medicine that you learn when you go through medical school that for procedures, and it goes as follows: you know, see one, do one, teach one. So you observe the masters do a particular procedure, you do the procedure yourself, and then you're qualified to teach it. And I think that a similar principle can apply in marriage, that that we all need models of good marriages, and you know, whether it's our own parents, if you're fortunate enough to have parents that are married and stay married throughout your life, if not, you know, seek out a model, seek out a couple that are admirable, you know, so that you can see what a good marriage looks like, and then you start living it yourself, mm-hmm. and then you can start living it yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And then sort of pass it on.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. Yesterday at Daily Mass, I saw two women I hadn't seen in a while. They're both widows, and their husbands were both men that I really looked up to and respected. And as a young person many years ago, I really wanted to kind of model my own relationship with my wife after the relationships they had. So people do pay attention to examples and models in their life.
I think we have a real responsibility to be role models for other people, because marriage these days is in crisis, in part because it doesn't have the community support and the family support that it used to. So it's so important for us to surround ourselves with people that can give us this give and take, this teaching and this living and this learning about what it means to be a good spouse.
Can We Cana is your website, and how did that come about? And not only are you able to be mentors and give information to people at the parish level, but on the web you can reach literally thousands of people worldwide. How did that come about?
Well, we've been in the pre-Cana ministry for several years and researching and writing this book that was based on the curriculum that we created back in 2003, and realized that the way to get this out to more people really involved the internet and involved getting a book published. And so December 2011, I just sat down and said, I'm going to start a blog. And we asked a lot of our friends to help us in coming up with a good name for it, a catchy name for it. It was a real community effort, and we came up with Can We Cana. And there's also a Spanish language version called Comencemos en Cana, which means we start in Cana. And it just took off from there.
Mm-hmm. And you can subscribe. I know you have. I'm a subscriber to it, and your all your new posts will go out. And it seems to me like it would be not only great for people who are contemplating marriage and planning marriage. It seems to me it would also be a great a thing for people who are teaching pre-Cana classes elsewhere to kind of maybe gather in some information from some of the things you've done with the blog.
Yeah, it's intended for all sorts of couples, engaged couples, married couples, teaching couples, because, again, it's this idea that the marriage doesn't begin and end with the wedding day. Once you've gone through the engagement period or the courtship period, it's not like you've learned everything you'll ever need to know about being married. It's really a lifelong process. And so the blog does give advice on all stages of people's relationships, parenting advice as well, and that's the reason that we did that.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the book. I know you're working on this book and you're collaborating on it. How's that going? The collaboration.
Well, it's been sort of a nice unifying project for us.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from everything else that a husband and wife do in a marriage, you know, this is something that we've been able to connect intellectually on. And I've enjoyed it very much, I don't know, Carrie, what
do you each write something and then compare notes, or do you discuss something thoroughly and somebody tries to get it down on paper? How's that work?
The general division of labor, if you will, is that Carrie's an excellent writer, so she's also, has a keen intelligence for sort of therapy, which is my shtick.
Mm-hmm. He likes to butter me up.
That's true. So she's written and conceived of the bulk of the book, and my contribution has been case studies that so from my own private practice. Mm-hmm. I've contributed examples from patients that I've seen, the real life practical expression of some of the concepts that are in the book, and so some of them are things to emulate, and some of them are examples of what happens when you don't do things well.
Future pub date? Do you guys have something that you're discussing with the publisher in terms of a date, release date?
Yes. Our publisher is Ave Maria Press, and they have a publication date for 2016.
Fantastic.
Because there's so much going on right now in Catholic marriage with Pope Francis and the Synod. We're expecting documents to be released.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is going to be reflected in the book.
And, of course, they can get all of that information at your website, canwecana.com. And
sorry, Tony, that's canwecana.blogspot.
canwecana.blogspot.com. Manny and Carrie, I want to thank you so much for being with us. This time just flew right by. I really enjoyed it, and I hope some people will take some information with them, and we'll check out your blog at canwecana.blogspot.com. My guests have been Dr. Manny and Carrie Santos, and they're talking about pre-Cana instruction and their ministry in that area. God bless both of you. Have yourselves a great new year.
Thank you, Tony.
You too.
Thank you very much.